So tell us a little bit about then what happened.
Yeah, so we're sued by various abortion clinics. I mean, I had a couple of situations where one in particular where I was sent to jail just for a couple of days. But I had my wrists, my ankles chained, you know, the big chains that everything's connected. It's like I've been accused of terrorism and mass murder or something like that. And I'm dragged into a courtroom and then I'm dragged off to jail. But one of the things that really struck me this one particular time in court was standing before an African-American judge, didn't know his race, came in and prepared my statement and was quoting from Martin Luther King, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Wow.
And so I talked about the injustice involved with unborn children, and the very building that my trial was in had that on its cornerstone from Martin Luther King.
Wow.
And so just to be able to quote that and have this judge then look, and unlike every other judge I ever faced, and there were numbers of them in Portland where there was usually overt hostility and anger. This particular judge said, "You don't know what I'm going to do next week. I may be standing out there on the sidewalk next to you, but today I'm a judge. I have to follow the law." And so I sentenced you to 2 days in jail. Okay. But for him to say that
wow.
in that climate was bold. I have always believed, I'm sure he paid a price for saying that.
So the law that you and by the way, that's a stunning story. The law that you were convicted of breaking there, was it blocking access? Is that what the law was?
Yes, it was technically it was second degree criminal trespass.
Okay.
Which is not the sort of thing you brag about when you're in jail. Like, what are you in
yeah,
here
that's
for?
That's not going to get you a lot of friends with the tough guys. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was it, and so it really just a misdemeanor. It's not a felony, but it was so so against the environment of Portland as a bastion of liberalism and on the cutting edge of liberalism of every sort, but certainly in the pro-choice, pro-abortion arena. And so there was huge misreporting of what was going on in the newspapers, even on television. They couldn't find any bad actions that we were doing or any yelling or screaming. So they would actually show, they would report that this happened, and they would show footage from another part of the country.
You're
of other
me.
People, not
really?
In Portland, who were yelling and screaming. And they did not even say, and by the way, this footage is not from Portland, because the Portland footage was so boring because we were just peacefully, quietly, you know, doing things. And then we were getting arrested.